It is Lard's Animal Sanctuary. He goes everywhere saving animals from a cruel fate, crueler than cruel. And here is Head Cooper Lard. Head Cooper.
Yeah.
Head Keeper.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all like, you know, it's just frivolous side and considering what we've got to do.
Well, that's right. We're tackling serious animal husbandry issues here.
I've been back to that zoo.
Right, yeah.
Right, you know, I mean, it makes my blood boil, I tell you now.
I can see you've got a couple of boils.
Yeah. I was wandering around, right, and everything looked all right.
Yeah.
I thought, good on them, we've got to grips with all the problems at the zoo.
Well, I mean, since you started coming down there, I mean, it's enough to make any keeper shake in his boots.
And, you know, I was very relieved, right?
I bet.
Then, you know, I went down to the apiary, right?
Right, yeah.
The ape house,
yeah.
And there was this... It was this big monkey down there, right?
Right. And I've never, but there would be,
it's a good point. Yeah. But I've never seen an animal so in need of medical attention in all my life, Mark.
You're joking.
It never ceases to amaze me how cruel people can be.
Right. Well, me neither. No.
Well, you know this monkey, right? It makes me well up to think of it, right? But his arse was a mess.
Aww.
It really was.
Yeah.
It looked very much to me like someone had shaven that area.
Yeah.
Aww.
The bottom, the bottom, right? And it was bright red, and it stuck out like a sore thumb, right?
Oh.
Big swollen thing, right? And it's probably the worst case of hemorrhoids I've seen since I last used my swivel mirror.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, and it never ceases to amaze me how here he is now. Drag him out and have a look at him. See what you think?
Okay, that's what I like,
look at him. Look at his arse.
It
looks like a baboon to me, that.
What's a baboon?
Well, it's an ape with a big red, amongst other colours, swollen arse, isn't it?
Yeah, it does look a bit like it, yeah. Mm. Anyway, do you know, it's in a bad state, right?
Yeah.
It's got an eye missing, right?
Aww.
So, you know, not only is its rectum swollen and puffy, but it has traces of excreta on it.
Aww. Right?
Now, I can sort that out.
Yeah.
But the swollen rump, I just don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it flaccid?
I'll have a look for you. Yes, it is, but then again, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
It's a misprint, that. It should have been flaccid, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. What have you called it?
I've called it, after much thought, but sort of knocked it around a bit, I've called it Swollen Arse Monkey.
Oh,
right. And what are you going to do with it?
Well, luckily I've got a couple of tubes of Anusol left over from the Shire Ups this time. So I'm going to squirt some up and see what happens.
Right, fair enough. And what are its chances of survival, would you say?
Well, how should I know? I'm not driving David Ambrose.